The congregation, you may be seated. And I invite any children that we have here today who would like to come forward to help. We need some helpers to bless our water today. So if you'd like to come forward, I don't know, Henry, do you want to come forward? You're welcome to come forward here. Well, God desires life for us and all creation. And in baptism, God washes us and makes us entirely new people. God also gives us a new family, the church, and gives us our best model for being together as people through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. With the help of the Holy Spirit, then, we practice this new way of being together each and every day. On this day, I ask, who presents this child to be baptized? Well, as you all bring Emmett to these waters today, you get to be his first teachers, helping him learn how to practice this new life. You get to bring him with you to worship often, hear the good news, and share in our holy meal. You get to teach him your love for the Christian prayers, texts, and stories, and you get to pray with him often. And you do all of that not out of fear or obligation, but out of freedom and love, so that he might come to know that he belongs to God's family, that he might live in love like Jesus, that he might care about others and this fragile earth that we share, and he might show with his life that God desires justice and peace for all of creation. With all of this in mind, parents and sponsors, do you promise to mentor Emmett in this Christian faith and life? Congregation, will you please rise as you are able? People of God gathered here on behalf of the whole entire church, do you promise to support Emmett and pray for him as he practices this new way of life? I then ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce every force that opposes God's will? Do you renounce the powers of this world, the structures of inequality, and the agents of oppression that undermine God's purposes? Do you renounce your own participation with these powers, your own actions and inactions that draw you from God? Do you believe in God the Father?
We believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
And do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
And do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection.
The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We praise you, gracious God, for water, the rain that nourishes animals and plants, the water for drinking and bathing. We praise you, O God, for water. We praise you, O God, for water. We praise you, gracious God, for the waters, for our water stories, a flood that cleansed, the sea of liberation, a river of healing. We praise you, O God, for water. We remember the waters of Jesus, baptized in the Jordan River, calming the Sea of Galilee, drinking from Jacob's well, healing at the pool of Bethesda, and washing the disciples' feet. We praise you, O God, for water. And we praise you, O God, for this font. Breathe into this water and the birth of Emmett, who will be made anew into your peace and joy. We praise you, O God, for water. Oh God, you are the ocean sustaining the earth. Oh God, you are the river saving us from death. Oh God, you are the fountain granting us healing and well-being. We praise you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. All right. Can I hold you? Let me see if I can hold you. Okay. Are you ready, Emmett? Oh, we're not going to dunk you. Don't worry. I'm not going to dunk you. Emmett, you are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Great job, buddy. We're going to get you all dried off here, okay? Oh. Doesn't that feel nice since it's so warm in here? Well, let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give your daughters and sons new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Emmett with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Let's see here, Emmett, if I can do all of this with one hand. Emmett, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. I'm going to get it back. Got it. Perfect.
With this candle, you are reminded to let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let us welcome the newly baptized.
Emmett, can we go for a walk, buddy? Do you want to go for a little walk? Can I show you off? Come on. Let's go back here. Come on. Let's go. There we go. And he's got a giraffe, perfect for the season of creation. Can you wave to everyone? Here's Emmett, our new brother in the faith. And we're going to come back here. Can we make it all the way back to this water back here? Do you think we can do that? Can you put your hand in the water? Perfect. And we're going to go back up here. Let's give a round of applause for Emmett, our newest brother in the faith. Good job. And as our service continues, we continue with the baptismal hymn. The refrain is printed in your bulletin.
Come to the water. Drink of it freely. Taste God's own spirit, sweet refreshment. At the dawn of creation, your spirit, O God, moved on the water. You breathed and the waters were alive. Come to the water. Drink of it freely. Taste God's own spirit. Sweet refreshment. When When your people were captive, you led them, O God, led them from bondage. You led them through waters to life. Come to the water. Drink of it freely. Oh, taste God's own spirit. Sweet refreshment.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. God, our Creator, whose glory fills our planet, help us discern your vibrant presence among us and all of creation, especially in the rivers, the streams, and the waterways of earth. Help us to empathize with your creatures who are suffering, and empower us to serve as your agents for healing all of the rivers. In the name of Christ, who reconciles and restores all things in creation. Amen. You may be seated.
A reading from the book of Revelation. Then the angel showed John the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will be no more night. They will need no light of lamp or sun. For the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. The word of the Lord.
Festival, Jesus stood and cried out, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me,
and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive, for as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. When they heard these words, some in the crowd said, "This is really the prophet." Others said, "This is the Messiah." Others asked, "Surely the Messiah does not come from Galilee, does he?" The Gospel of the Lord. Nutrient-rich sediment out all over this very, very, very flat land. But now, of course, there are families and businesses and schools in that floodplain. And so they continue to build up the bank so that the river stays where it's supposed to be. Or the Mississippi Delta, where before sediment coming down the Mississippi would be able to flow down and spread out and build up, forming wetlands. But now, of course, in the last century, Louisiana has lost an area of wetlands the size of the state of Delaware. Mostly because all up and down the Mississippi were paving over the riverbed with concrete so the river stays where it's supposed to. Whether we're damming rivers to harness their power or building levees to direct them to go where we want them to go, or spreading the rivers out, sending them to irrigate crops, the wildness of rivers is something that we work to overcome. And I think, in some ways, same way that we feel about God. Because our life following Jesus would be so much easier if there was a clear-cut path that we could follow. This life in God would be so much easier if it came in a well-manicured form that only went where we wanted. If God could come in plastic bottles that we could consume when needed and leave in the fridge until then. But that's not how God works. I know I'm tempted then to try to live life without this unpredictable, complicated God. But then it always seems like something's missing, doesn't it? Maybe not in an obvious way, but in that vague way that after a long day in the hot sun, something's not right. But you don't know how thirsty you are until you take that first drink of cool water. Of God, we are thirsty, aren't we? Ad agencies know this. They will try to sell you anything that you think that you need. Groceries, alcohol, friends, happiness. Amazon will deliver it in just 2 days. But we buy and we strive and we work, and yet we still do not have what we need. Like the people of Flint, Michigan, the water that we've been given is not life-giving. Like the people of California, the water that we're searching for seems hard to find. Like the native peoples on the St. Lawrence Riverway, the water that we need has been polluted. We are still thirsty. I've tried everything predictable, and still thirsty. And so here today, we hear the words of Jesus. Anyone who is thirsty, come to me. Let anyone who believes in me drink. What we need is here. What we need is here. For free. For all. This gift of the Holy Spirit that we celebrate once in a big celebration as we did here with Emmett. As we welcome each other into this family of God, into this life, into this spirit, but also, as Martin Luther says, every day as we put on our baptism like a garment and wear it out into the world. As we live life into this spirit, we participate in the life of God, and we see God flowing through our lives in incredible, complicated, unpredictable ways, like the Amazon, large and unignorable, bringing life to everything it touches, or like a mineral-rich trickle in a cave dripping down a stalactite, building strength where there once was emptiness, or like a stream in a forest, cool and refreshing to dip our feet in after a long walk, or like the mundane regularity of a shower, quietly an essential part of our everyday life. I grew up on a lake in Wisconsin, and spring and fall, it was so beautiful. The waters were clear. The leaves would be changing with the seasons. But around towards the end of summer, there would be a big thunderstorm, and we all knew it was coming. All of the creeks and streams that fed into this lake would be flushed out, and all of the algae algae that had been slowly marinating for the whole summer would come into our lake and turn parts of it into this murky pea soup consistency and color. And it would linger for a few weeks. And it was because Lake Altoona is not a natural lake. It was created by damming up the Eau Claire River. And so our section of lake was unconnected to the current. It was stagnant. The water would just sit there. And it's the same with this living water, this river of life. We have not been given a lake of life or a kiddie pool of life or just a cup of life, but a river of life flowing out through us into a parched and weary world, cool and clear and clean. I can see it flowing out from this place in those bags of necessities that we made last week and took out into the world. In the ways this congregation has become an immigrant welcoming congregation, in your work with the Knight Ministry, in the ways that you boldly advocate for marginalized communities. Where else can we bring this living water? What other lands and nations need this healing stream? Who else in our communities needs this nourishing and sustaining flood? How else is this river of life trying to flow through you? It can be scary to try to investigate, because after all, if you join in this river, you may end up metaphorically on a tension-filled canoe trip, haphazardly zigzagging your way to your destination, feeling completely unqualified for this task that you have been given. But you also may end up laughing so hard that you cry, filled with joy, surrounded by the family of God, taking an amazing trip. This journey that is life lived in the Spirit, with the love of God flowing in and through us, being splashed with visions of the kingdom of heaven, flowing bright as crystal, being carried inexorably towards the throne of God. What we need is here. All you who are thirsty, come and drink.
Let us pray for the church and its ministry. Unite us in one spirit, striving side by side with all creation to share your good news. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, we separated dry land from water. We pray for the Humboldt Park Lagoon, the Chicago River, Lake Michigan, and all the waters that bring us life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of great mercy and love, you show faithfulness and kindness to the world every day. Guard those who suffer because of dishonest ecological policies, corrupt government, or decimated habitat. Lord, in your mercy. God, you provide for all our needs. We pray for those who are impacted by climate change, storms, drought, fire, and earthquakes. Lord, in your mercy. God of endings and beginnings, we remember before you all the faithful departed, especially those lives lost because of our misuse of your life-giving waters. Lord, in your mercy.
Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting the power of Christ and the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share a sign of Christ's peace with one another. Once you've had a chance to pass the peace, you may be seated. Well, a very special welcome to you all today on this River Sunday, our second of our season of creation, and a special welcome to those friends and family of Emmett gathered here for the baptism today. Please know that wherever you are on your spiritual or religious journey, you are welcome here in this place. As a sign of our welcome, I like to remind folks that our table of Holy Communion is open to all people. This is Christ's table, not my table, not Vicar Bridget's table, not even Wicker Park Lutheran Church's table. And at Christ's table, all are welcome here. If you weren't with us last Sunday, then there's going to be a whole entirely new communion procedure. And so I'll direct your attention to that in the bulletin. It will be a continuous format. You still have the option to have the small individual cups or to drink from the common cup, but get a chance to see that in the bulletin printed for you today. After service today, as most Sundays, we have fellowship hour in our fellowship hall. And then we'll be also continuing with a brief conversation, about 40 to 45 minutes, on racism and our faith. And so we're specifically going to be looking at the social statements that the ELCA puts out. One is on race, culture, and ethnicity. And so we're going to dive into that a little bit. We're going to read the synopsis. You can take the full copy home if you want. And we're just going to talk about, well, what is culture, what is race, and how do we respond as people? I think specifically today, as we're looking at River Sunday in the middle of season of creation, we can also think about ecological justice and how that plays a role in race and racism in our country and in the world. So join us after service. I'll make a brief announcement in the fellowship hall, and then we're going to go downstairs where it's a little bit cooler, and we'll gather down there for a conversation. If you'd like to learn more about the many ministries that we have, the easiest way to do that is to fill out this Tell Us About Yourself card that's in the pew in front of you. One side is the welcome side, the other side is the Tell Us About Yourself. This is a great way to get signed up for the e-news. If you give your contact information, I'm going to reach out to you in the next week or two, share some information, direct you to some resources, and invite you, with no pressure, if you want to grab a drink with me, I'd love to treat you to that. So the easiest way to start that whole process is fill this out. fold it up and then toss it in the offering plate, or you can hand it to me on your way out, and we'll make sure to get you connected to the right people and the right information. Next Sunday is one of my favorite Sundays. Not only are they forecasting 66 degrees, amen, can I get an amen? It is September, after all. But it is also the Feast of St. Francis. So we'll do our annual blessing of the animals. So if you have a dog, a cat, other properly restrained animals, bring them with on Sunday. We're actually, this year we're going to try something new. We're going to open up the dividers there so you can spread out next door. Sometimes we've had some little skirmishes between big dogs. So next door will be a good place. You'll still be a part of the service, but you can spread out with the chairs a little bit more flexible seating there. So come next week, bring dogs, cats, and other properly restrained animals. Somebody, I think, said they had a snake. I'd love to see the snake. I'd love to see a bird. I think, let's see, can we try to get four different types of animals? That'll be our goal. I like to set goals for us because it holds us accountable. So four different types of animals. Let's see if we can do it next Sunday. If you don't have an animal, but you're, let's say, 12 and under, let's go 10 and under, and you have a stuffed animal that you'd like to bring for a quick blessing, we know how important stuffed animals can be to us as well. So bring your favorite stuffed animal, and we will do that as well. So next Sunday, 10 o'clock, bring animals, stuffed animals, right here into the building for our blessing of the animals. With that, I think we have one other announcement. And is it Ben's turn, I think? Does Ben know that he's making this announcement? Is there a different council member supposed to? Then you can move into probably with the other announcement.
A bunch of folks that are here today. There are a couple initiatives that came out of our church retreat that we had to talk about kind of some restructuring of what we're doing. And if you were here last week, you heard this already from Emily, but we want to reiterate it a couple different times before we actually launch it. So the first is around we kind of want to modify a little bit what our fellowship hour looks like so that we can kind of focus on two main things. One is social, so that all of us can get to know each other a little bit better and broaden our community and spend some more time together. So that means every second Sunday of the month, we're going to dedicate to a slightly larger fellowship hour. We had kind of a taste of it last week, if you were here, where there are a couple of folks that are going to launch it. We'll do a little bit more potlucky. If you can come and spend one weekend a month spending time to grow your socialness within this community, come the second Sunday, because we're going to make that a little bit bigger. If you're interested in learning a little bit more, and I know we've had a lot of opportunities to kind of talk about adult education, and everyone kind of saying, you know, we wish we had some more time to do that, we're going to dedicate the third Sunday in every month to a learning opportunity. So whether it be a Bible study or, you know, whoever leads it, a couple of different folks, the Vickers possibly, Vicar Bridget a couple times maybe, we'll see, all that kind of stuff. So if you're looking for an opportunity to learn a little bit more, spend the third Sunday after church with us. So we just kind of want to dedicate those two. Not that the rest of the Sundays we're not going to have a standard fellowship hour and all that, but we wanted to kind of put a little bit more focus onto those two initiatives moving forward. So those are the first thing. Sorry, I have three main things. That was only one. The second thing is we are starting an initiative. It kind of came out of us doing it a couple of different times previously, but we want to dedicate four opportunities throughout the year, or a quarterly opportunity for us to spend time eating together, have a meal together. So we've done it a couple different times as one-offs, the 12th night dinners, things like that. But we thought, based on the feedback that we've gotten from you guys, that it's an opportunity that folks really kind of like, that we like to get together, share meals together, learn a little bit more about each other. So what our plan is we are going to launch this in October? I don't remember. January? I don't remember.
I think our first one will be this fall.
This fall.
Sometime.
We want to do one.
And so in your e-news this week, you'll have more information. You can begin signing up for that.
Okay. So but a sign up because I'm interested. We want to set up a couple of different groups. You would stay with those four groups throughout the entire year. You do it four different times, once per quarter. We'll kind of try to lead you guys on some opportunities that seem like, you know, bring together for the fall harvest, bring together for Christmas time, like that kind of thing. We'll try to structure them a little bit for you. But be on the lookout for that. I'm almost done talking.
What is that called, Nora?
It's called Meet and Eat. It's called Meet and Eat. So, look for it in Enuga. If you have any questions, there's a bunch of council folks that are here today, so they'll be able to talk about it probably better than me. The last thing is another social opportunity. We are having the WPLC party on October 7th. Everyone is welcome. You don't have to be a member, bring a friend, all that kind of stuff. We're going to have some church brewed beer. We're going to have a seasonal sangria. We're going to have a full smorgasbord of goodness that we're going to get from Costco, including cake, which I think was apparently critical. So we're doing that as well. I don't know. It is. But if you want to bring a dessert or an appetizer, feel free. Otherwise, just bring yourself. It's October 7th, so it's coming right up. 2 weeks from yesterday, I think. That sounds right. Yeah, 2 weeks from yesterday. Tammy Frankie is hosting. She lives right in Humboldt Park. If you have questions about attending, if you need help with transportation, we're going to work on transportation from the church, all that kind of good stuff. So see us. There's also a poster in Fellowship Hall for more information. But please join us. And if you are thinking you can join us, if you can help us out a little bit by RSVPing, there's links on e-news, all that kind of stuff. It'll just help us figure out how much food. We want to have more than enough for everybody. So I've been doing this. Thank you.
And with that, I'll just note back here, so not only social things do we do, or fellowship, although that's important ways that we can understand God's presence, is through other people and through those relationships. But if you didn't get a chance to grab one of the bags of love from last week that Vicar Bridget gave a shout out to in her sermon, here they are. So the idea is that you would take one of these bags, and if you see someone who you think could need things like ponchos and cough drops and stuff like that, that this gives you an opportunity to meet and engage with that person and have a conversation instead of driving by or walking by or walking across the street. So I think we've got about 10 bags left. I think we made about 45 last week. So feel free to grab one on your way out today. And for time's sake, I'm going to let you know that there are many, many other announcements in your bulletin, things like the By Heart Bible Study series that's coming up, and other things that you'll find in the e-news as well. But with that said, I would like to draw your attention into the third division of our liturgy, where we move into the meal portion. So at the beginning of this time, we like to center ourselves in our offering, knowing that our gifts go not only to support the work done here in Wicker Park, at Wicker Park Lutheran Church, but that we give a chunk of all the money we receive to our ministry partners, so that we might go out into the city and across the nation and across the globe and respond to critical issues that are going on with rivers and streams and water. We can think of the dam in Puerto Rico right now that is just bridging over its banks. We can think of the many other polluted waters. And those are ways that as a church we can step in and that we can help people realize life in the midst of all of that water and to realize God's presence in that as well. So get a chance to give your offerings now or reflect on the electronic offerings that you give throughout the week, knowing of the life-changing work that you bring through the water, the life-giving water that God gives us.
Thank you.
Please rise as you are able.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and the suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Drink of this cup often in remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. And now gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in all are welcome to Christ's table. Thanks be to God. Please rise as you are able. As you go forth into the world this day, receive a blessing from our God. May the God who brought forth the waters at creation, the Christ who guides us to living waters, and the Spirit who sustains the earth with water from above, encourage and guide us this day and every day. Amen.
God's creation.
Thank you.